Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And this is about university participation in the United Kingdom, because A-level results are coming out, is it tomorrow? And for almost 50 years, they've gone up almost every single year. I think there were 2 years in the early years of Gove that went down a little bit. Now, one would expect them to fluctuate in no particular order. But when they're consistently going up, I smell a rat. Now, partly there's teaching to test. Are teachers more effective? I know in the old days, there's no accountability in teaching. Until the 90s, you could be dreadful and could get away with it. And there was no expectation that they should produce good results, the teachers. But obviously, people do their A-levels are either legal adults or almost. So most of the responsibility is on them, not the teacher. He or she has got to teach them, but they can't actually do homework for pupils, and they can't actually sit the exams for their pupils. So most of the onus is on the candidate. But the grade inflation, I suppose that's another problem. Qualification inflation, you know, before the Second World War, only 1% of youngsters in the United Kingdom went to university. In the Republic of Ireland, it was something similar. Okay, we weren't a republic back then. And the 50s, about 3% of the population. 1963, was 4% of the population. 1979, it was 10% of the population. In 98, it was about, you know, 25% of the population. Blair, as Prime Minister, said he wanted to raise it to 50% of the population. This was reached, I shan't say achieved, under Boris Johnson. Now, it's fallen back a little bit to about 45% of the population, but it's preposterous. There's just not that many graduate roles. So, you know, 45% of people in their 20s are going to have degrees, but only about 30% of them are going to have graduate jobs. But then if we give degrees to really anybody who can read and write, if you don't have a degree, we assume that you simply can't. Obviously, there are apprenticeship routes. Until the 90s, you could be a solicitor without a degree. Until certainly the 60s, you could be a barrister without one. But certainly for solicitors, they've reintroduced that apprenticeship route, which is much more sensible. Anyway, almost 500,000 young people going to university in the United Kingdom from the UK. They're obviously overseas students. And then the affordability of it. Remember, to the 90s, well, from the Butler Education Act to the late 90s, no fees whatsoever. There are even grants. The government simply gave you money to live on as an undergraduate. If you're doing a second degree, second BA, or you're doing a postgraduate degree, you had to pay for it. There were scholarships difficult to find. Yeah. But we don't need armies of young people with these degrees. And we also need to do a needs assessment. 6 times more law graduates than there are places to train as a solicitor or barrister. 6 times more is preposterous. When they said they're going to hugely expand universities in the 60s, Kingsley Amis, himself a lecturer, said more means worse, and that's true. So people who simply wouldn't have been admitted are now admitted. In the old days, it would have been almost one law graduate for one training place, and that was it. So that what they do is they simply admit a lower caliber of student, and it's cruel to them because they have little or no chance of ever becoming solicitors or barristers. So it's preposterous. So I don't want to go back to the 19th century. I realize that we can't have huge numbers of farmers and factory workers. But it's just simply not true that you have to have the maximum number of graduates. It's all about quantity, not quality, having as many people in education for as long as possible. You see countries with better economies like Luxembourg or Switzerland or Germany or Finland with a much lower university participation rate, or countries with worse economies like Georgia, for instance, with a higher university attendance rate. You know, and, you know, it doesn't mean that we're more educated population, it just means we give them out more easily. So the Taxpayers Alliance years ago said there were over 400 non-courses, and they're costing, you know, tens of billions of pounds. And these got a very low, bad employment record. These people, 6 months after graduation, if they don't fail, or drop out. So many of them are unemployed. If they are employed, they have you know, they'll earn very low salaries. So, you know, it's only when you earn 25,000 quid a year, you have to start repaying it. That's not much above minimum wage. So people graduating about, you know, about £10,000 a year fees usually. And that increase in fees is completely swallowed up by the increase in national insurance contributions. So so many universities on the verge of going bankrupt. There were 40 universities in the UK till 1992. Then John Major, who's a complete ignoramus, a totally uneducated man, trust him to double the number of universities by renaming the polytechnics universities. And so they're no longer concentrating on what they're good at. Technical stuff become, you know, quasi-academic. Now we're learning 160, and obviously the markets expand and they contract or whatever. There's laws of supply and demand, and some of them should be allowed to go bust. We shouldn't prop them up. The trouble is, in some towns, it's a major employer. It's ridiculous. There's talk, Universities UK want 70% of young people to get university, which is preposterous. People have completely failed all their GCSEs, being awarded degrees. This is insanity. So it's a huge waste of time and money, taking people out of the job market, making everything, the pension system unsustainable, building, lecture halls which don't need to be used, university accommodation which is only used half the year. And by the way, we shouldn't guarantee them all their own bedroom. These students should have to share bedrooms. That'll save a lot of money as well. So there was the graduate premium to the 90s. If you had a degree, you would earn something like 50% more of your lifetime than a non-graduate, and that's gone down to little or nothing. And for some courses, they earn the same as they would if they didn't have a degree. They even earn less. So it really is ridiculous. So anyway, those who have started university last year, it's estimated only 50% of the sorry 56% will repay their loans in full. Some will pay part of it. Some will repay none. So the United Kingdom is hundreds of billions of pounds in debt, in student debt, and that's taxpayer debt because the taxpayer pays them up front. They're meant to pay it back later, and these debts are very easily avoided. Leave the country. So supposing someone graduates as a doctor, 50,000 quid in debt. Well, that actually was kind of low for them. But the actual cost to the taxpayer educating this person is more like £500,000. And then she simply emigrates to Australia and never has to repay the money. Well, you have to tell the student loans company where you are. Well, I mean, even if you don't, there are no consequences. The debt's not enforceable in Australia. You're not going to be extradited. They get jobs in the United Arab Emirates or wherever it is. And they don't repay, and they can come back on visits. Debt is not a criminal matter. They won't be arrested. So long as they never earn the United Kingdom or never have any assets in the UK, that's it. You've incentivized them to take that education and use it elsewhere. The system is bonkers. So I could easily abolish student fees altogether, and I'd like to. Maybe we should use grants by simply halving the number of young people who go to university. We don't need everybody to do it, or just pay for yourself. Go through, University of London external programs. I've done that. Costs only £4,000, not per annum, £4,000, the whole thing, but you have to teach yourself. So it's preposterous to think that huge numbers of people have to spend 3 years there, and there's no need as assessment. We don't need huge numbers of people with degrees in sociology or media studies or something like that. We have to say, well, how many people do we actually need to be able to do this and do that each year and offer those number of places? And by the way, I have no objection to overseas students coming in, paying the big fees two or three times higher. But because people pay a fraction of the cost of educating them, they think they own the dons. They'll complain. They've got to be passed, and not just passed. They want a 2-1, if not a first. And then that's a trouble with customer is king, complaining. In the mid-90s, 8% of graduates got a first-class degree. 8%. It's now 32%. You might think it's quadrupled. It hasn't. It's octupled because the number of undergraduates has doubled. So it's just insane, almost surprises. I got, the degree class I got when I did a law degree some years ago, probably would have been a degree class lower had I done it in the 90s. But anyway, maybe there will be some sense. Some people are talking sense about this. I think Reform UK want to rationalize the system. I blame Labour, who wrecked it. I blame the Conservatives, who carried on with these completely wrong head of policies. So British education has been going in totally the wrong direction for decades. Parents, they want the graduation photo on their wall. But anyway, some companies are a little bit sensible. You don't need to do this, and we'll take people at 18, which is a much better idea. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, George Callan 790 gmail.com. Goodbye.